WRCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorneys in the Hunter Biden federal tax trial are meeting behind closed doors after a new twist at the start of jury selection today. Defense attorneys for the president's son signaled he would change his not guilty plea and use what's called an Alford plea, allowing the defendant to plead guilty but also maintain innocence. ABC's Pierre Thomas says the special counsel was surprised by the change.
What we're being told is that in court, the special counsel gave initial indication that he is in opposition to an Alford plea, essentially this notion that Hunter Biden would plead guilty without an admission of guilt.
The Justice Department has charged Russian-born U.S. citizen Dmitry Symes and former advisor to Donald Trump's 2016 campaign with working for a Russian-sanctioned state TV network and laundering proceeds. Three victims in yesterday's high school shooting in Georgia have been released from the hospital. The investigation into the 14-year-old shooter and motive continues. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden talking about his efforts to lower health care and energy costs at a stop in Westby today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says the results speak for themselves.
We in Wisconsin have had some of the lowest unemployment rates that we've ever had, with the most people working.
The president is hearing from people in blue wall battleground states this week about how they've benefited from the administration's Investing in America agenda. There's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Many residents were on hand for the public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study last night, conducted by Venture Architects. During this time, they presented the findings of their evaluations of Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. Venture Architects approached the assessment by utilizing a third-party facility assessment platform to provide an objective, efficient tool for data collection. 1,373 data points were collected over 9 buildings and 3 site locations over the course of 3 days. A main problem brought up at all buildings is the lack of ADA-compliant restrooms. It was also noted that many of the features of the buildings, HVAC systems, boilers, electrical systems, were original, making them 40 to 50 years old. Venture Architects estimates to make all the upgrades would be a renewal cost of nearly $6.4 million. To replace all the buildings would be nearly $124.5 million. And that's what you need to know.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in 4 games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all 3 of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a 3-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A mix of sun and clouds today with high temperatures still mild, rising to the upper 70s. But showers and thunderstorm chances still exist here this afternoon, through tonight, and even into tomorrow, too, alongside cooler, fall-like temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case a game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor of Civic Media and Recombobulation founder Dan Schaefer joins us, and Todd Michaels with Ghost Stories.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into Hour 2 of the big show. It is Thursday, September 5, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, the world headquarters of Civic Media. Overcast today. Look for showers, storms across parts of the state, but much needed in some parts of the state. A little dry right now. It is going to be anything but dry the next half hour or so. We are welcoming our fine guest back this hour, special guest here on the show. He is Mr. Michael Cohen, one-time Trump attorney and fixer, now a great author, a great podcaster, also a YouTube channeler. Found out that he has a brand new show called The Michael Cohen Show on YouTube. Mr. Zommers is going to link that in our show notes, and you can find that as well. Joining us via phone, our friend and ongoing colleague, Mr. Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and author himself, and also an attorney. Matt Flynn, welcome back to the show. And, of course, Michael Cohen, thanks so much for taking the time to come into hour number two of the show. Just for our listeners, we're going to do we're giving away tickets, Michael. There's a brand new movie out called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers who got all the way to Game 7 and lost to the St. Louis Cardinals. So there's a new show. We have tickets to the VIP premiere next week in Waukesha. We'll give those away a little bit later this hour. But right now, I want to get back to our special guest, Michael Cohen. Thanks so much for sticking around.
It's great to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And you said you've been to Wisconsin. You know a little bit.
I have. I've been to Wisconsin. It's wonderful. One thing I do certainly want to say is how important the state of Wisconsin is, as all the states are. But specifically, you have a group like Wisconsin, like Michigan, like Georgia, like Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. They're very important states. And I want your listeners to sort of understand where I'm going with this. It is so imperative that the blue wall literally sweep this country. Because as I say in my very last paragraph of Revenge, that Trumpism is fascism, and we must eradicate it from our body politic. It's clear. It is clear that the man is an autocratic wannabe. So, when I was asked earlier, why do people stay with Donald Trump? And I said that they're stupid. And then you responded back asking me, but what sort of got you out? It's really my family. It was my wife, my daughter, my son. I was sitting with George Stephanopoulos over at the Lowe's, and I was having a conversation with him where I said exactly that. And he said, you know what? Save that for the interview. And I did. And he asked me, and I said, I want to be clear about two things. First, my wife, my daughter, my son, and my country must have my first loyalty and always will. But more important than even that is, as the son of a Holocaust survivor, I felt it's my responsibility to my father, who I still have, thank God, not to destroy the family name or the good fortune that he had to avoid the wrath of Hitler. And when I turned around, I said, I will never allow history to remember me as the villain of Donald Trump's story. I will not. Mm. And I will go down. I will fight like I'm asking each and every one of you to fight for our democratic republic, to fight for our constitution and for women and for the right within which to make your own reproductive decision making. This is not a joke anymore.
Yeah. Matt Flynn.
Yeah. You know something, Michael, this is a terrific opportunity for us. And I got to ask you one question. This has always bothered me. Okay. And here's the question. A lot of people that support Trump, in my view, don't believe he's going to do what he says he's going to do. They think he's shooting his mouth off. He's a guy from Queens. You know, he's overstating it, but everything will be okay. My question to you, you know him. When he says that he is going to pull aid to Ukraine and he's going to basically cut off NATO, in your heart of hearts, do you think that is BS and he's overstating it? Or do you think there's a real danger of that?
I think he's understating it. He poses a clear and present danger to our Constitution, okay? To this document, he poses a clear and present danger. Let me remind your listeners that in June of 2020, I was unconstitutionally remanded back to prison. I was lured down to 500 Pearl Street by the DOJ, where they handcuffed and shackled me because I refused to waive my First Amendment constitutional right. I refused to sign a counterfeit document that would have prohibited me from publishing my book, Disloyal, and speaking about it on social media or in the press. So what did they do? They had the marshals meet me there, handcuffed, shackled, and they sent me back to solitary confinement. Wow. For another 16 days, I did 51 days in total in solitary confinement. So when Donald Trump tells you what he wants to do, when Donald Trump is forecasting what he will do, why would you not listen to the man who's telling you himself?
Michael, I think this is a great point that Matt brings up. And to that, to Matt's point, he's an attorney. You've been an attorney. Attorneys know their clients better than anybody else. Usually all the secrets, right? So when Trump comes, he's coming to Wisconsin on Saturday to Mosinee, a rural part of the state in northern Wisconsin, and he's going to stand there and say how he loves people and he's all. Is that all? We're on broadcast radio. Is that too BS? Does he care? Does he really care about folks in Wisconsin? What is, behind the scenes, when no one is watching, what does he say about people like the folks in Wisconsin?
It's not just about the folks in Wisconsin. It's anyone and everyone, including the sycophantic acolytes that are supporting him. Let me be clear about something. Donald Trump is a narcissistic sociopath who does not care about anyone or anything other than himself. He is running for the presidency of the United States of America not to do good for America, not to bring us into the next 4 years and beyond, but rather to keep himself out of prison and to financially benefit from it. Plain and simple. And anyone who doesn't see that needs to open up their eyes. You need to see exactly what he's done. Literally going for, we're now talking about allegations where he took $10 million from Egypt, Saudi Arabia. After what, 60 days, they gave his son-in-law over $2 billion, the Qataris, the Emiratis, Turkey. All of these countries know, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Xi Jinping, right? Every single one of them know that Donald Trump is a transactional individual, that Donald J. Trump is for sale.
Let's get into this a little bit on what Merrick Garland did yesterday, this press conference with Russian interference with some of these influencers. People paying $400,000 a month and claim, oh, I didn't know that was from the Russians. Tell folks a little bit, as much as you can, how tight is Trump with Putin?
Okay, So a lot of that is, we're going to go back to the nice term, because as you know, my mea culpa podcast is rated E for explicit.
Appreciate that.
It's raw, and it's raw and unfiltered, as this New York kind of kid is. Let me be clear. Let me be clear about something. Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump do not have a personal friendship. They do not have a personal relationship. Vladimir Putin is too smart for that. Donald Trump thinks that just because Vladimir Putin praised him and said that he's a smart guy, that he now has to reciprocate and he has to show that we are now, we're bros. Not true. Vladimir Putin has a document on Donald Trump that's got to be at least yay thick, all about the psychological profile. Remember, Vladimir Putin is former KGB. On top of that, he's not lazy like Donald. He studies. He knows who he's sitting next to. Trump thinks he's gonna sweet talk him. Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Quite frankly, you're the best. Vlad, whatever you say. No, that's right. Not how it works. All right? He sees him as a fool, mm-hmm. as a useful idiot, mm-hmm. whereby he knows that he'll be able to get things from Donald Trump simply by stroking Trump's fragile ego. What's the worst? What's the thing that Vladimir Putin wants right away if Donald Trump, God forbid a million times, should become president of the United mm-hmm. States? He wants the United States to completely distance itself from Ukraine.
All right.
In that way, he can go in and he could wipe them out, take it over. And a lot of it probably has to do with oil money, as well as reconnecting the former Soviet Union together.
Michael,
that's what he wants, and that's what he'll get.
I want to be respectful of your time. Can you stick around for, we have a one-minute break and then a six-minute segment. Do you have that much time or not?
That's for you, absolutely.
You're fine. The best. Matt Flynn, about 2 minutes left. What do you got?
I think what Michael just said is very important news, and it's extremely important. I have said in my show on this Civic Media in the past that Trump is on the take. What astounds me, Michael, astounds me, is a guy gets $10 million from Egypt. His son-in-law gets $2 billion from the Saudis. His son, Eric Trump, told the journalists that the Russians have financed them for decades because the banks won't anymore because he's gone bankrupt. How the hell do people in the Trump universe continue to say that's okay?
Because that's part of the narrative, right? If it's not okay, then why is he running for the presidency? It's merely about self-survival.
And is that transactional with these other people, to Matt's point, as you kind of alluded to before, that people just are willing to compromise their morals to themselves and their family and their God, if they have one, that they'll just, it's all about the transaction of how much they're getting paid?
It's not just about what they're getting paid. It's what they imagine in their mind that they will be able to accomplish. You see, guys like Steve Bannon, all right, or a Corey Lewandowski. Why are they involved in this whole thing? Because they see themselves as the American oligarchs down the road, that they will be able to cling on to power and they will be able to use that power in order to amass massive fortunes while paying tribute to the king. Exactly what goes on in Russia. The only difference is what they don't realize is Trump has no interest or desire to share. Yeah. It's like the same thing with Elon Musk, who thinks that he's going to get things out of Donald Trump. To the contrary, Trump will pull a Mohammed bin Salman on him and ultimately take his money too.
We're talking to Michael Cohen, host of The Michael Cohen Show on YouTube, a great author, Disloyal and Revenge. He's getting his. Come on back. One more segment. Michael Cohen on the other side on Civic Media's Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. We will get to our Todd and Phil's just a bit outside text to win trivia or a contest here. After the bottom of the hour, your chance to win tickets to the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, but we are delaying that, and happily so, to make room for our very special guest today, Michael Cohen, former Trump fixer and attorney, but more importantly, now author. Two great books out, another one on the way, Revenge and Disloyal. Also has a great podcast called Mea Culpa and a brand new YouTube channel called The Michael Cohen Show. Michael Cohen, we appreciate you being here. And our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party and author himself, joining via phone from Milwaukee. Let's get into the really important stuff, Michael. How's the relationship really behind closed doors with Melania? Do they hate each other? Does she love him? What's the deal with Melania?
obviously, it doesn't take anybody, right, who's able to see that there's a lot of rift going on between the two. She has no interest in being around him for obvious reasons. It certainly didn't help his relationship with a porn star when she had just given birth to Baron, or following that with a penthouse with a Playboy playmate, Karen McDougal, while she had just had Baron. Those things certainly, strike at her. But you could see that there's like all these sort of unholy relationships that he has, the attacks upon him. She's more concerned about Baron than she is about him. And she's staying away. She's had very little to do with this campaign other than getting paid for her hair and makeup or to be paid within which to speak. I mean, that really goes to show you the level of the grift of this family. I think that is even worse than Lara Trump's recent release of that song, right? Which is just, again, it demonstrates the level of grift that these folks are willing to go to in order to make a buck. And right. This isn't normal for billionaires, right? I mean, I know plenty of billionaires. Nobody has, nobody has this going on, selling Bitcoins and selling sneakers and, having their daughter-in-law, who's the vice chair of the RNC committee, going ahead and putting out, trying to increase her music career. Right. This is so different than anything we've ever dealt with in U.S. history before.
I'm going to give Matt Flynn another question here, but before I do, kind of a quick two-parter. A, is the ketchup thing real? Does he really throw plates or ketchup bottles against the wall when he's ticked off? And B, what really gets under Donald Trump's skin? What actually bothers him?
Me. I bother Donald Trump because he believes that everybody should have total fealty to him. Mm. And the fact that I have come out and I have spoken, remember, Mueller, 7 congressional committee hearings, not the one you all saw on TV. I did that 7 times. Mm-hmm. On top of that, the Manhattan DA, the New York Attorney General, $495 million, right? Now 34 criminal counts. Yeah. I get under his skin. As far as throwing things, yeah. I've never seen him throw ketchup. He likes ketchup too much.
Matt Flynn?
Yeah, listen, Michael, one of the things that I was fascinated by, and it disturbs me about the guy, you mentioned in one of your reports that when you drove down to the congressional hearing, you thought you had to be disguised. I think you wore sunglasses and a baseball hat, and I know you've been attacked. How much he apparently relishes people threatening his critics, you know, hang Mike Pence, that kind of thing. How much do you think he knows about the details? How much is he behind it? Or is it just that he's ginning it up by his vicious public attacks?
He knows. He knows and he relishes in it, just as he did for those 96 minutes. My friends, listen to me carefully on this one. For 96 minutes, he disappeared while police officers, while the People's House were being ransacked and vandalized, all right, while there was an attempt to try to hang Mike Pence and to kill Nancy Pelosi. I know this guy like I know the back of my hand. He sat there, which ultimately, and I said it on the spot, he was enjoying it, which is why he didn't call for any backup, because he was enjoying watching these people doing what he obviously is too scared to do and wouldn't do on his own, but watching them do what he truly wanted, wearing MAGA red hats, carrying Trump 2020 flags along with MAGA flags. They were doing it in his honor, and he wasn't going to stop it.
Absolutely incredible. I think that's...
No, it's more like it's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Disgusting, right.
But that was a great question by Matt. I appreciate your transparency, Michael Cohen, because these are the things I think that we, sitting at home, I had a small business at the time in 2021 watching this on my TV, and you wondered, is the guy that shallow, or is he just dumb, or is he actually enjoying it? And unfortunately, you've confirmed my worst fear, that the guy actually enjoyed January 6th.
And he did. And he did because, again, it was in his honor. And he wasn't going to do anything, despite the fact that everyone around him, including his own kids, were saying, hey, Dad, you got to make a call. You got to call this off. Go out. Go on television. Tell people to stop it. Go home. You need to do something. Did he do it? No. Why? Again, for the same reason I said before, it was being done in his honor and he was enjoying it.
This show goes out to all parts of Wisconsin. I'm a former Republican. I know that we have Republicans that listen to the show. What do you think? And there's a segment that's never going to leave Trump's loyalty land. But what do you think that people who might be moderates or kind of center right leaning people, what is the message for them that you have today?
If you truly care about democracy, if you care about constitutional rights, if you care about America's democratic republic, there is only one decision that needs to be made in November of 2024. And that is you must make sure that you are registered to vote. So go to vote.org and make sure that you vote up and down ballot blue, voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in 2024. Vote like democracy is on the line, because it is.
Matt Flynn.
That was an excellent, excellent statement. And the only thing that I would leave you with, Michael, you know, a lot of people admired your telling the truth like this. I'm just concerned about ongoing threats to the FBI, to election commissioners, and to you, guys like you. So I hope that there is some thought being given to protecting people from attack, because I'm convinced, especially after what you said, that Donald Trump is actually part of this. And part of this intimidation of people who criticize him.
Michael Cohen, we have less than a minute left. About 45 seconds is all yours.
Unfortunately, it's going on. Not only have I been doxxed and swatted, they just swatted my 89-year-old father and my 81-year-old mother. I'm talking about dogs. I'm talking about helicopters. I'm talking about FBI agents carrying AR-15s. You know, everything. This is not normal behavior. It's done at the direction of and for the benefit of Donald J. Trump, and we will stop him in November.
Michael Cohen, you can catch him on his new YouTube channel, The Michael Cohen Show, also his podcast, Mea Culpa, his books, Disloyal and Revenge, a new one coming out. Michael Cohen, thank you so much. You're welcome anytime. Please come back and talk to us.
You know that I will. Thank you, Todd, and thank you, Matt.
Our pleasure. Come on back with Matt Flynn after this.
News from the center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday night's Packer game can only be seen on NBC's Peacock streaming app for the most part. That is, if you don't live in Green Bay or Milwaukee, where you can watch it on your local NBC affiliate. The Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Better Business Bureau is warning about bad actors impersonating political campaigns, polls, and nonprofits pressuring you for personal information.
If you do fall victim to a scam and end up giving them money or information, you can contact the FTC or the Attorney General's office. Those can be great resources to do something about it.
Meredith Radford says legitimate campaigns and pollsters won't ask for social security numbers or bank account information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers is kicking off another school year with his annual back-to-school tour. The former state superintendent of public instruction says having someone with the background he has is important in his role as governor. Evers says he hopes a number of school districts across the state can get local referendums passed because some of them need money just so they can keep the doors open. Wisconsin voters in February and April cast ballots for 103 school district referenda, approving 62 of them. September is College Savings Month in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers made that proclamation Tuesday. A release from the governor said higher education plays a critical role in recruiting, retaining, and training talented workers for the state's economic well-being. Evers added that a college education should be affordable and accessible for all who choose to pursue it. The two college saving plans Wisconsin offers are EdVest 529 and Tomorrow's Scholar. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A movie about former President Donald Trump called The Apprentice will see the light of day and be released in October, despite threats and legal challenges by the former president's campaign to squash the film. Producer Dan Beckerman recently sat down with Deadline.com and said the film was well-received at the Cannes Film Festival and that the former president's campaign did not react well to news that there was a controversial sexual assault scene involving Trump and his first wife, Ivana. The producer said the main financer pulled out of the project due to Trump's threats, forcing the production to start a crowdfunding campaign to complete financing. Looking for a good flick? Check out The Spectacular Now, starring Miles Teller, Brie Larson, and Shailene Woodley. The film was released in 2013 and tells the story of Teller's character, a high school senior who loves a party but changes his perspective on life after meeting Woodley's character. Teller's charisma is fun to watch, and the story has comedy, drama, and some feel-good moments. The Spectacular Now can be streamed on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A mix of sun and clouds today with high temperatures still mild, rising to the upper 70s. But showers and thunderstorm chances still exist here this afternoon, through tonight, and even into tomorrow, too, alongside cooler, fall-like temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Brew Crew, Brew Crew, we're right behind you, Brew.
It's been raining baseball's county stadium way.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, September 5th, 2024. Mr. Zomer is nicely done. What's that one called?
It's called Brew Crew All the Way.
Very good. Very good. Nicely. Speaking of Milwaukee, joining us right now, our friend and ongoing contributor, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney and an author himself, Matt Flynn. Wow, Matt. You don't get a half hour like that every day. That was a heck of a good time.
That was a good interview, Todd. You did a nice job. And I'll tell you
together,
what.
The two of us, yeah.
Well, he said a few important things. I mean, very newsworthy things.
Right.
And this is a guy who is burned bad, and he's the only person in Trump's personal entourage that has blown the whistle. The rest of these guys, they go to jail, they go bankrupt, and they're loyal to Trump. I mean, what's going on? What's going on?
We're gonna, if you can hang on the line, Matt Flynn, we're going to get back and talk more about what we just talked with Michael Cohen, former Trump fixer and attorney. And now, after serving time in jail, I thought that was fascinating, by the way, Matt, that he was treated in jail and singled out because of who he was. But we're going to get more into that in just a minute. But stand by, Matt Flynn, and also stand by. We have callers on the line. As Matt likes to say, we will do not hang up. We will take you in the order that you called. But first, Mr. Zomers, very quickly, it is time for Todd and Phil's
Just a Bit Outside
Text to Win Contest. Here we go. Once again, for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Apologize for the delay, but that great interview, not because of me, but because of Matt Flynn and Michael Cohen. We appreciated Michael and Matt's time. We'll get back to Matt in just a second. But here we go. Giving away today a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats between our show and Phil Nee, our good friend and colleague at WRCO in Richland Center. You can listen one more time tomorrow morning, either locally on WRCO FM 100.9 or via the Civic Media app on WRCO Country and Community. Phil will give you another chance tomorrow morning to win. But up for grabs right now, between the two shows, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats for a Brewers game against Arizona on September 22nd. And then tomorrow, on Friday, randomly chosen by the computer, one lucky winner will receive two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It will include a reception with many of the former players. Bob Uecker is scheduled to be in attendance. A post-movie Q&A with the filmmakers at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha. We're also going to give you an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. All right. Open up your Civic Media app. Choose your local station. Or you could choose Waukesha or Madison at the top. And over on the right-hand side, it will say, you'll see a little icon that says text. Text the following word on the Civic Media app now. Today's word is hot dog. Hot dog. As in hot dog, baseball, Chevrolet, and apple pie. Hot
and is
dog.
It all as one word?
All as one word. Hot dog. H-O-T-D-O-G. All one word. Hot dog. H-O-T-D-O-G. Text hot dog right now to the Civic Media app to have a chance to win. H-O-T-D-O-G. Hot dog. Matt Flynn, were you around? I know you were around, but you remember the 82 Brewers?
I sure do, and I remember we had a chance to win the sixth game. We would have won the whole thing, and I was in Connecticut on depositions. Slipped away from us. I thought, oh, my God, and then we lost the seventh. But Harvey's Wallbangers, Harvey Wallbanger.
That's right.
Remember that?
Absolutely.
The guy.
I mean, right out of Central Casting, right? The guy had a peg leg and lived up above a bar in Milwaukee. I mean, you can't make that up.
And then they fired him.
Right.
And he's taken the World Series. I can't stand this. You know, you get a guy that does. If he takes you to the seventh game of the World Series, you bring him back. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right, right, exactly. All right.
I don't care if he's a peg leg.
All right. hot dog, HOTDOG. Text hot dog right now to the Civic Media app, HOTDOG. Hot dog, all one word, is the text to win word this hour. Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Now has a great new podcast called Mea Culpa. He is on YouTube with the Michael Cohen Show and author of Revenge and Disloyal, two books. Matt Flynn, let's go back to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted. Anyhow, I do have a question.
Thank you for that.
Sure. Oh, my God, it's got to go down in history. I was, like I said, God, I didn't miss a word. Anyhow, I have a question. When Trump hijacked those top secret documents and the FBI raided his Mar-a-Lago resort there where he lives at, he had some lawyers write out a statement that he returned all these top secret documents that he stole from the government. And he had no right to those. Now, then later on, the FBI found out that he still had some. Now, did he ever return those, or does he still have them yet?
Matt Flynn?
Yeah. No, he didn't return them. And here's what happened, Don. First of all, the lawyers that were involved were smart enough to say, we have been informed that he returned them, because he wouldn't let them do their own search, number one. Number two, he was seen in video loading boxes of documents onto a private plane and flying them to Bedminster. I and many people think what he did was transfer them to his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, and I can never understand why Merrick Garland didn't execute a search warrant. Third thing to keep in mind, and everybody should pay attention to this, right after that happened, he left the presidency, he took the documents and left them lying around for the Russians to see. Our undercover agents in Russia and elsewhere started to be rounded up, captured, and executed. And the CIA put out what's called the station memos on the front page of the New York Times, saying we've got to be more cautious about keeping our agents' identities secret. But what they're really saying is Donald Trump had turned these documents over to the Russians by leaving them lying around and guests at dinner and all this kind of thing could just walk in and grab them. And they don't have to identify the agent. All they have to do is identify secret information of the Russians that only a handful of people knew. And then Putin would know, well, wait a minute, only five people knew that, and four of them are my best friends and relatives, but there's a fifth guy, and then they arrest him. It's very, very important what Don just raised.
And I'm only half joking about this, Matt. You know, about that time, his first wife, Ivanka, died and it was buried in Bedminster. I mean, who's to say he didn't bury some of that stuff with her?
Well, you know,
I mean, really?
That's a very hard search warrant.
Right. That's my point. You know, that's my point.
Right. Merrick Garland does not have the cojones right to dig up Ivana Trump's grave. Okay? I'm just saying the guy's chicken. I would too. I want a warrant to dig up the damn grave. Absolutely.
855-752-4842. We don't need any necrophilia going on, so let's get that out of the way. Let's go to Dick in Madison listening on WMDX. Dick, you're on the air with Matt Flynn and Todd Allball. Go ahead.
I have the second. What a great job you guys did. It was a great interview. Absolutely riveting.
Appreciate it.
He did. He actually said something in that interview that I thought all along. Reading about him, he said the one thing that turned him really off and that he knew he was out of the loop and really meant nothing to Trump. You know, Trump demands this loyalty from everybody, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he never gives back any of it to anyone. and he wants to make it sound like the business is more family than it is business. He said that he invited him to one of the kids' bar mitzvah, and he didn't even show up. And he said, that's when I knew. And you could tell the way he talked about his wife, his children, and his mother and father that he really meant that.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Dick. Thanks so much, very much. And Matt, you could, I'm not sure, y'all think you could see the video, but I mean, I've been around, I was around politics for 30 years, and maybe it's not just politics, but when you have a relationship, I mean, you being an attorney, Matt, when you have a longtime client, maybe it's too far to say you become like family, but there is a personal relationship there. And when I was watching Michael Cohen today talking with this, I don't know, Mr. Zomers, you can chime in. He seemed like a guy who, to the point of the caller, was hurt.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got that as well.
Matt?
Yeah, well, you know, you're right. In my legal career, I've gone to people's, to bar mitzvahs. I've also gone to when people renew their wedding vows, to their daughter's quinceanera. And it's important you do it because they're friends. But I'll give you an example of a Trump. There was a lawyer in Milwaukee, this is 30 years ago, who was an estate lawyer, and he, on his bill, billed for going to the funeral of his client.
Oh, my gosh.
In other words, he billed 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Trump would do that.
Wow.
Yeah, Trump would do that. Trump, that's the kind of lawyer. Yeah. Trump's not a lawyer, but that's the kind of lawyer Trump would have been.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Matt Flynn on the phone. Todd Allball here talking about our interview this afternoon with Michael Cohen. Let's go to Cam listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Cam is in Appleton. Cam, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hello, gentlemen. Okay. When we have people like Cohen, he's still a little bit more fresh in my mind because his whole thing is developing still. It's getting towards the end, but it's developing. And what I mean by that is we look at folks like Bolton, and Bolton, he's done, it's over for him. He released a book and then sold a lot and made money off of it, but doesn't do anything outside of that to show that he doesn't like what the Republican Party has done. He does the very absolute bare minimum. He's still evil. Cohen, I'm not sure if he says that he feels remorseful, but he had two ghostwriters write these books because there's no way in hell that he wrote them himself in that timeline. And I just, is it like a gear in a machine to you guys? It feels like someone does something bad, they go silent for a bit, release a book and talk about it instead of talking about it when the information was necessary immediately. And we allow them to continue to make money and talk about their book instead of holding them accountable. No one wants to read it when we're sitting here like seething, thinking you need to be held accountable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Cam, I appreciate the call. Matt, I'll let you speak for yourself. Look, I'm not going to second-guess somebody's work until we know yes or no. For now, I'm going to assume that he wrote it. I mean, not unusual to have at that level someone help you write a book like that. But to the point of Cam's call, Matt Flynn, you know, what's the most important? What someone has done in their past or what they're doing now? I don't begrudge a person for making a buck, but I think the information that he's willing to share, and remember, he's done this in court under oath, and he served time for telling the truth, Matt Flynn.
Right. Yeah, I think Cam that was a very insightful comment. And here's my view of it. I personally think, forget that he made money on a book and all that, I believe that he is sincere in his anger towards Trump and his desire to expose him. I believe he's sincere for a couple of reasons. One is, first of all, Michael Cohen did pay the price. He went to jail for a couple of years.
Exactly.
And when he was going to publish a book, they unconstitutionally jailed him in solitary confinement. That's something like Putin would do. It took a federal judge to get him out. So I think he paid the price. It's not like he got off scot-free, and he's angry as hell because he got set up. And what I don't understand, Rudy Giuliani is bankrupt and he has felony charges and he's kissing his rear end. And
Stand by, Matt Flynn. We'll wrap it up with Matt Flynn on the other side. Text HOTDOG, 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 right now to the Text to Win contest on the Civic Media app. Back with more All Ball Show, Civic Media. Don't go anywhere on the Civic Media Ready Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart?
Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media's radio network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from CBS or ABC Radio News time, depending upon which great station you were listening to across the network. And then coming up after news, weather, and sports, it is Matt Rothschild in the guest hosting chair for the fantastic Maggie Dawn. She'll be back next week. And Matt Rothschild, though, stick around. Always a great perspective, great guy, great guest, Matt Rothschild and Brian Kelly coming up after our show here right now. Talking to Matt Flynn, our ongoing contributor and friend, two-time chair of the Democratic Party, one-time attorney out of Milwaukee, and a great author many times over. You can find his brand new book called Hunting Bernie Weber, wherever books are sold. It's a great read. It's a fun read. And Matt always has a great perspective. Talking about this interview that Matt and I had the opportunity, it was really more of a conversation, Matt. And that's why I appreciated about Michael Cohen. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, I think, more on his end. But once he got here, he was enormously generous with his time. And I thought transparent.
I think it was an important interview. And he is very colloquial. But he's, mm-hmm. I think he's very sincere. Remember something. The guy paid the price. He went to jail for, 3 years or something. Then he gets thrown in solitary because he threatened to write a book.
Right.
That's totally unconstitutional. And they stick him in the hoosegow again.
Yep.
And he's angry as hell. I think he's sincere, and I think we should listen to him. What I do not understand, I'll say it again, is guys like Wesselberg and Giuliani and Roger Stone and Bannon, all these guys kissing Trump's butt, and he didn't go to jail, and they did.
Yeah. Great perspective, Matt. Very quickly, about 8 more minutes left for you to text the word hot dog, all one word, HOTDOG, text hot dog onto the Civic Media app right now. Go to the app, open up your favorite station, go over to the text button, click on that, and then text hot dog. Gonna give away 2 Brewer tickets today for a game later on this month on September 22nd in our beautiful club level seats, and you'll be entered to win the VIP tickets, 2 of them, next Wednesday on the 11th in Waukesha at the Marcus Majestic Cinema, the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. Euchre is scheduled to be there. Many of the Brewers from 82, Molitor, Yount amongst them, will be down there doing our show live from Waukesha. Maybe we'll get Matt Flynn to stop by next week. We'll talk to Matt off the air about that. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Matt, you're always a draw. We appreciate that. Let's go to the phones quickly. Bob in Waukesha, listening on WAUK. Bob, what say you?
I have 2 things. One, the slate of 17 electors, the false slate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, around the country, they're all being prosecuted. Why is Josh Call not prosecuting all 17? He picked out 3. I don't understand that.
Matt Flynn?
Yeah, Bob, thanks for the call. They're actually in... Wisconsin, we had 10 electors. There were 19 in Pennsylvania, I think 17 in Michigan. But in Wisconsin, it was 10. What he did is he finally, after a hell of a long time, prosecuted a couple of them. But remember, Ron Johnson was walking around with the Michigan State electors in his pocket and tried to get him to Trump to derail the certification. He's not been prosecuted. What about the rest of the 10? I think one of them, one or two of them, prosecuted one, but not the rest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is a significant error of judgment of Josh, because at this point, it's too late. What the heck? The election's in 60 days. They're being prosecuted in Arizona, in Michigan, in Georgia. And why not Wisconsin? Absolutely. We're ground zero. We were mentioned in some of the other indictments.
Yeah. Great call. Appreciate it, Bob. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. A couple minutes left to text hot dog. H-O-T-D-O-G. Hot dog. Not plural. Just one. Hot dog. All one word. To the Civic Media app to win those VIP tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers and a couple of seats at the Brewers. Very quickly, Matt, about 3 minutes left or so. Explain to folks, if you can, succinctly, this significance of what Merrick Garland did yesterday, bringing charges against these people that have these podcasts and large accounts, over a million followers for some of these people, being paid $400,000 a month, and they say things like, you know, well, I didn't know that was Russia paying me. I want to read you one. This is one of these from one of these goofballs here. One of them is called Tim Pool, who was one of the worst of them and was carrying on and on about you know, going pro-Russia and anti-Ukraine. And today he put something out saying that after serious consideration, Russia is the enemy and Ukraine should be supported. Wow, suddenly they changed their tune, Matt Flynn.
Yeah, the Ruskies have burrowed deep into our political structure. And Trump was the conduit initially, and the Republican Party has been part of it. But here's what I would say. Merrick Garland is finally doing this. I'm glad he's doing it. But it is not a defense for somebody to take $400,000 a month. That's $4.8 million a year. It's not $100,000 a month, $10,000, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then go, oh, I didn't know it was the Ruskies. The way you handle that is you prosecute them for having cooperated with the Ruskies, which is a felony. Mm-hmm. It's a felony. And they, as a defense, an affirmative defense, can say, I didn't know. Okay. But you don't take that into account in advance. And one of the problems with Merrick Garland is, if this were Bobby Kennedy or somebody who is attorney general, and I'm talking about not RFK, the idiot that's running for president, I'm talking about the father who is an icon, who was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan. Mm-hmm. If you had an attorney general like that, a good attorney general, a tough attorney general, they would have prosecuted this a long time ago, and they would have prosecuted the people. They wouldn't let them go, oh, I didn't know.
Right.
What, you catch a guy and he has a bag of cash from a bank. Oh, I don't know. I just found it on the street. You prosecute him, and then he can sell it to the jury.
But I agree with everything you said, Matt, but I think for people going to the polls here in 60 days or so, I think it's really important when you hear your friends, your family who are repeating these lies that Russia is somehow the hero, that Ukraine has to be defeated. This was now we have proof, or allegedly, you have to use the word allegedly, I guess, at this point, but apparently proof that the Russians were literally paying these guys bags of cash, $400,000 a month, $100,000 per video, to put out this literally Russian propaganda. And now that they've been caught, some of them, the guys who haven't been caught, are suddenly, like a dime, over, flipping their tune. I think that's important for people to remember.
Yeah, what you see on the internet, most of it, more than half of it, is lies out of Russia, China, or Iran. Now it's largely Russia.
Right.
Do not believe anything you see that's favorable to Russia, bad for Ukraine and NATO.
Great.
The Republican Party at the highest levels is behind this.
Great show. Great guest, Matt Flynn. We got a call that says, Flynn for U.S. Attorney General in 2021. I love it. Great show today. Thank you to Michael Flynn. Thank you to Matt Flynn, Mr. Zommers, all of you for listening. Stay tuned. We'll have coverage of President Biden and Westby coming on up. And Maggie Dawn next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor of Civic Media and Recombobulation founder Dan Schaefer joins us, and Todd Michaels with Ghost Stories.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.